Jesus, show us mercy tonight. Help us, oh God. Help me, Jesus. Help me, my Father. Help me, my Father. I ask for your help. I ask for your help. Come and help me. Come and help me. Come and help me, Lord. Help me, Jesus. Help us, Lord. Help every one of us, oh God. Give me utterance. Give me grace. And help every one of us, oh God, to enter. In Jesus' mighty name, I've prayed. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Okay, so, yeah. So you know how it works now. We are doing this together. All right.
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Okay, great. So before I move to the next, because as it stands, Pastor Bukumi just ended the teaching on giving. And the next thing is chapter 15, which is spirit, soul, and as man is spirit, soul, and body. But before we go into that, do we have any question around giving tonight? You know, and just take few, just a one or two questions, and then we move into what we have, or we can take, depending, I can take maybe, let me say, two or three, and consider four if we have more. If you have any question, you could just probably raise your hand or something, and then I don't have so much time, but if you don't raise your hand quickly, I'll just assume that our questions were answered already. Okay, awesome. Okay, so there are no questions, meaning that we all understood that giving part very well. So, and I know, you know, that this is one of the things that Pastor dealt with it very, very well, as in very, very well. Giving ourselves first was the foundation of giving, and every other thing would follow. Right. Okay. Awesome. Now let's go to the business of the day. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Okay, so we'll just go to man, his spirit, soul, and body. So the brooding thought around this is, what is man? Right, so what is man? I like the word, what is man? Right, rightly dividing the three compartments of man, the salvation of the whole man, and then the two kinds of believers. You know, those are the things we would be looking at tonight. Before I go, I like this topic, right? Because, you know, I don't know. I think I like it because this particular topic is very vital for man's progression into God's will, right? Or man's, Lord, I need help tonight. I just need our chance. I need words, right? Help me, Jesus. So these things have been, you know, a lot of people have confused, you know, this man's whatever, besides so-called apostles and all manner of people have said different things around, you know, what man is, right? And I think the reason why I like him more is because of the fact that this play a vital role in, if we are going to progress into, you know, the things of the spirit, one, and also into all of the will of God, as an ability to even access the kingdom, light in this, you know, understanding of who a man is, right?
Yes, sir.
That dear Reverend Kayode Oyedokun could not, God use this foundational truth to open up the world of, the world of righteousness and the world of salvation to him. That's what we are enjoying today. And, I want us to pay rapt attention to this teaching because it's a key to a whole lot, in the spirit. Right. And I would start by saying that, some people have said it that man is a soul, right? Man is not a spirit. Besides, the way the person said it was annoying to me, right? Well, I need to calm down sometimes, right? But it was annoying because he used scriptures and he had a reach, right? He has, reach, both online and offline. Right. So that's why, I think we just need to really, really look at this and set some basis around this. And you understand it is not to go about to fight anybody or to, it's just for you to understand. And also to extend this understanding to as many as you can, because it's very important for a man to know, is, because this is an issue of identity, right? And when you don't understand this, a whole lot of things are going to go wrong. So to start with, so that's in itself, when you say man is a soul, is an error. There is a teaching that is going around like that, right?
Yes, sir.
It's not a spirit, right? And if man is not a spirit, right, then a whole lot of things, that we understand today won't understand it. You can't access salvation if you don't have that basis. But let me not go ahead of myself. Let's start by looking at 1 Thessalonians 5. We all know that scripture, right? 1 Thessalonians 5:23 said, "And the very God of peace, sanctify you wholly. And I pray God, your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." So we'll read Genesis 1:26, and this is where it really starts from, right? Genesis, so if you want to know who a man is or what is man, then you need to trace man to the beginning. You can't just go to Job and be defined there, right? It's not going to be accurate. Right. You have to look at the origin of the man. So, Pastor Wesley, can you read for us Genesis 1:26? Let's say it together. Read for me, please.
Okay. So Genesis 1:26, it says, And God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth."
Upon the earth. And then verses 27 now said what?
"So God created man in his own image.
In the image
of God created he him.
Him.
Male and female created he them."
This is clear. The man in Genesis 1:27 has been created.
Yes, sir.
Right. So my question is, where was this man? Right. So meaning that this man is existing already in the spirit.
Right.
I like the word. I like the word in his own image. It says, so God created man in his own image. So what, how will I put it? Is it who or what is God, will I say? God is a spirit, right?
Yes, sir.
So we all know that God is a spirit. So if God created man in his own image, right, meaning that that man is also a spirit because he was in the image of God as at this time, or right, while creation happened. Wesley, I don't know, does that make some sense?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you could say, he said, in the image of God created he him.
Yes.
Then male and female created he them.
Yeah.
There is a creation called he him, right? Mm-hmm. So there is him in God, which is image, right? Mm. In the image of God, right? So, so we could see that the first, he said, let us make man in our image, verse 26, after our likeness, and let them have dominion. So the dominion aspect of man is from the creation, right, of man, right? So man was created to have dominion.
Yes, sir.
Right. So meaning that what God fashioned first was something that is going to use a vital, or let me say it like this. So, okay, let me even put it further a little bit. This man that was created, Minister Wesley, is already created. We cannot deny it that
yes, sir.
Already existing.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So mm-hmm. we could state clearly from this statement that God in verse 27 has created man.
Yes.
Awesome. So Genesis 2, verse 7.
Yeah. Genesis 2, 7. And yes. The Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground.
The ground.
And breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. Uh-huh. And man became a living soul.
A living soul. So we could see, he said, okay, so we could see that what God created, right,
okay,
was actually giving. So we could see that God now formed his house from dust, right?
Yes, sir.
And God moved something into him. Bible call it life, right? And then he used the word breath of life.
Nice.
So breath of life, right? Some people can argue it and say, okay, it was just the soul. That's the breath of life. But the truth is that air that God moved into man, which the Bible called breath, right?
Uh-huh.
Right. It was both his spirit and his soul.
Mm.
Right? So you could see it there that's when man became living. Right.
Yes.
That was when he became a living soul.
So.
Right. So when you say a living soul, is the movement of what God has done in Genesis 1.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's what God moved into man.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right. But yes. But this one now qualified our man as a living soul. So you could see here that, you know, so some people can argue that is a soul, but no. Right. It's
yes.
not a soul. Right. And I like the fact that I like to say that man is spirit, okay. Right, soul, and what, body, right? So when you say soul, spirit, soul, body, that's a man, right? Okay. But now the definition, the challenge here is that what is man?
Mm.
Right. What is yes. man? Now, so I want to go back to just compare scripture with scripture small. Psalm 103,
yes.
Psalm 103, verse 19, or is it 19:20? If you are helping me, Dan, Can you quickly, or should I? Okay, 19, yes. Oh, yeah, Wesley, let's do
Psalm
this.
103:19.
Yeah.
Is the Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens,
In the heavens.
and his kingdom ruleth over all.
All, right. Bless ye his angels.
Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word.
Of his word.
Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his that do his pleasures. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my
oh,
soul.
My soul. So you could see that. So all those categories are angels.
Yes, sir.
Right. So Psalm 8, verse 5. Psalm 8, verse 5.
8, verse 5.
Yeah, read for me. For thou art
Yes, sir.
made.
For thou hast made him a little lower than the
Lower
angels,
than the angels.
and hast crowned him with glory and honor.
And honor. Right. So,
Yes,
verse
sir.
6.
Thou
Says,
madest him to have dominion over the works of thy
of thy
hands.
hands.
Thou hast put all things under his feet.
Under his feet. So, let's now go to Hebrews 1. I pray for help tonight.
Amen.
Help tonight, Jesus.
Amen.
Hebrews 1.
Verse 1. Okay.
Right. So verses 5, from verse 5. Let's quickly read that, please.
Hebrews 1, verse 5. For which of the angels said he at any time, Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee? And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son.
A son.
Can I continue,
again,
sir?
Yes,
yes.
sir.
And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he saith, And let all the angels of God worship him.
Worship him. Right.
And of
Verse
the
7.
And of the angels he said, Who maketh his angels
Angels,
spirits?
spirits, right.
And his ministers a flame
Flame
of fire.
of fire. So you could see here, he said, He maketh his angels
Spirits.
Spirit.
Yes.
Right. So when they say little lower than angels, Wesley. So
Yes, sir.
what are they doing? So when you read Psalm 103, they categorize them in
Correct,
heaven.
sir. Yes.
Right. So are you following?
Yes, sir.
Right. So meaning that man too, he was in the order. He was in the heavenly order categorization. Right. He was just the least of all
Yes,
of
sir.
them.
Yes, sir.
He was lower than all of them.
All of them, yes.
Right. But all of them, which are in that order, besides the one on top of them, which is Psalm 103, verse 19, where the Bible says the throne,
prepared his throne in the heavens.
Yes. So he said he has prepared his throne in the
in
heavens.
In the heavens, yes.
And then his kingdom
kingdom
ruled over. So that
over all.
Preparation of his throne, that throne itself that
Yes,
was
sir.
prepared in the heavens, that's where the rain comes from.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me? What did I say
Yes, sir.
comes from there?
The rain
The
comes from there.
rain. So the rain. So the rain is the dominion of God. That dominion comes from. Do you understand? That's where the power flows from. So you can
Yes,
see
sir.
that each of those heavens are power worlds. Right. So that throne is a spiritual throne.
Okay.
Are you with me? So the
Yes,
one
sir.
on that throne is a spirit. Right.
Yes.
So anything that will control anything. Right. So in that order of the heavens.
Yes, sir.
Has to be compatible to a degree with the throne.
With the throne,
that
yes.
prepared throne.
Yes, sir.
Right. That's why I like Psalm 8.
Yes.
Right. verses, you could see even Genesis 1, right? You saw it there that God gave an instruction of, is a tronic instruction. It was a tronic instruction, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes. So what was that tronic instruction? So God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. So what are they doing? They are putting man in their order.
Yes, sir.
Right. And so let them have dominion. Right. Because that order is just that the dominion is a low dominion.
Yeah.
Right. It's a low dominion.
Yes.
Right. So what they will be dominating over is the works of his hands.
Okay.
Right.
Yes,
But that
sir.
works of his hand to need throne. Right.
Yes, sir.
So what I'm saying here in essence is just to further prove it to us that if Hebrews 1 now says that, are they not all ministering spirits?
Yes.
Right. Then it began to compare the new man with those spirits, that the new man is better than them.
Yes.
Right. So the new man is a life-giving spirit. So what of the old man? Right. The old man is a spirit category lower than that spirit, those
Yes,
spirits called the angels.
Yes, sir.
Awesome.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So I think I'll rest my case a little bit there. But, you know, so we'll go back into the manual. So we could see that. So the breath of life was a movement of, you know, God's image, right, and likeness that he has created, right? And then they became a living soul, right? Which is a categorization of a spirit that is a little lower than the angel.
Than angels, yes.
Yes. Right. So man is a spirit, right? He has a soul.
Yes, sir.
He lives in a body.
Yes, sir.
Right. So, but the thing I want to also let us see here is that the three are connected. Right. But it is possible to disconnect it.
Okay.
Right, because that was what Satan did in the Garden of Eden. Right, he disconnected man.
Yes, sir.
Right, that's what is called death. So man was disconnected from his spirit.
Yes.
Right. So the human spirit, right, was disconnected, died. Man died. You see that thing called death. Right. He entered into, he was that one that they created, that one that had dominion.
Yes, sir.
That where the power of man was coming from, right? Where the throne of man was what Satan took. Right. So that was why he could, but you see, the soul of man, right, wasn't ordinary. We've heard this story several over and again, right?
Yes, but, yes, sir.
You know, just to reiterate it again, or probably those are for foundational, right? Just for you to see that throne, right, was taken, and that was where Satan was dominating man from, right? The world of man, the soul of man. But, you know, he needed that soul to rewrite the laws. So he needed the throne, let me use it like that, to rewrite the laws that is in the soul of man. Right? So because that functionality, the reason why a lot of people confuse the soul for man, because it's the place of functionality, where it functions, the activities, right? You know, where things happen, a lot of information, where it fetches, you know, records from, right? Or
yes,
data.
Sir.
We can use the word data,
yes,
information, for living. But that dimension was not without his spirit, because he was a spirit that coded him.
Yes.
Right. The way he is, or the way he was. Right.
Yes, sir.
His spirit coded him. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I like the word code. Coded him. Programming. Right. So the programming of man, right, was where Satan, so Satan sits at a center where he has access to, you can call it IDE, right? Right. The IDE means the integrated development environment for those of us that are not. Okay. So I was talking about, so that center was where Satan took and began to reprogram man, right? To rewrite his laws. So, and that was how he further killed man.
Yes, sir.
Praise God. Sorry about that. Okay. So I was talking about where Satan took that place and began to use it. And use it to the point that he was able to finish man, right? So he finished him as a result of rewriting his laws, rewriting all of the things that the spirit, so the spirit is where he was getting, so he was connected to a throne, right? So when you say death was introduction of another spirit, so another throne took that center, right? Right. So I begin to run him, right, till he ran him down. Right. So Genesis 6 began to talk about that he became flesh.
Flesh.
Right.
Yes.
He ran him down. So if the spirit aspect was taken, the soul doesn't have staying power to fight. Right.
Yes,
it wasn't
sir.
Enough. That was why when God began to, you see, God began to bypass, he was coming from outside in.
Yes. Right?
Because
sir.
The work before was from inside out.
Inside.
Right. But it was coming from outside in. He will rest on David, he will rest on Daniel, he will rest on, you know, the Old Testament saints, he will rest on them because they allowed him.
Mm-hmm.
I believe they must have fought more. Everyone must have put a lot of things around them, right, to beat them the way they are, right, you know.
Yes, sir.
Right. So you could see that a lot was going on for them to be that way, right. You could see how God led Abraham out of his, you know, his descent, right,
yes.
Country, his descent, all of those things led him away from dumb idols. So men were already submerged into, wrong programming, right? So there are a lot that have been done. So man doesn't, that's why this thing, the reason why we are discussing this now is because of those programming.
Yes, sir.
Right. So the restoration itself, even after people have given their life to Christ, they still have issues. With those foundational truths. The reason is because Satan has done a deadly work.
Yes.
Right. To make man reason in a particular way. Because man has lived from his mind. Right. For a long time. And it's not supposed to be so. But let me go back to my manual because I think it will help us further. I said, the manual says, what is man? Man is an eternal being, right? Created by God with glory and honor, and was made a little lower than the angel to have dominion over the earth. So you can see that God has a destiny for man, which is eternal, right? The destiny of man is eternal. So we could say it if that is the case. So the throne that God prepared in the heavens was for man to fulfill his destiny, right? Because you heard the word prepared, right? So it wasn't like, you know, you could see that we saw that same throne again in when they wanted to show John in the book of Revelation, they began to talk about that throne again. The Bible
Yes, sir.
says the throne was set in the heavens.
Yes, sir.
That's a prepared throne.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. And immediately I was in the spirit.
Spirit.
A throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. So when this kind of thing is happening, right, the destiny of man is about to be unlocked or unfolded.
Yes, sir.
Right. So when they want to unfold our destiny, they set thrones, right? So because we are thronic, we are everlasting.
Yes, sir.
Right. So when the throne of God is set, it is something, right? Because we have a part, right?
Yes, sir.
On that throne or in that throne, right?
Yes, sir.
Mercy, Lord. Psalm 132, you could see there, you know, is so clear there, where he was talking to David, where he was talking about the David's fruit of his body, verse 11. Verse 11, he said, the Lord had sworn in truth unto David, he will not turn from it. Of the fruit of thy body will I set, you know, set upon thy throne. Right. Verse 12 now said something about his children. He said, if thy children will keep my covenant and my testimony, if they will keep my covenant and my testimony that I would teach them, their children shall also sit, right, upon the throne, you know, forevermore. So the throne is something. So when they say they prepare the throne in the heaven, right, so you could see that anytime there is a preparation of the throne, or there is a subject, or when the subject is moving around the throne, something, then they are talking about our destiny. Right. So you could see that that's actually, so God wanted to use the dimension of it to prepare him for his destiny. Right. For where he's supposed to sit. So that's why you hear glory and honor. Crown it with glory and honor. So he gave him glory and he honored him. Right.
Yes.
So when you say glory and honor, right, you are saying something that is around the throne. You are talking, anytime you are talking about glory, anytime you are talking about honor, is a thronic thing. Right. So
yes,
you could see that if man was a soul, right, when he, right, if he was a soul, when he fell, and his soul was still not totally dead, he would still be ruling over the fowls of the right, the fish of the sea. But you know, this, as at the moment he fell, his reign stopped, really.
Yes.
He was immediately.
Yes,
he couldn't access that throne anymore. His crown was taken. So what Satan came for was his glory and his honor. So
yes,
what
sir.
Those things honor is
wow.
actually inside is the spirit. Is that thing. So his spirit is honorable, right? Is how I need English now. Is saturated with honor, right, and glory.
Yes, sir.
That's why right now, if a demon should be in a place and you say, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to leave. You know, so what you introduce is actually spirit. Right? Do you get what I'm saying? You didn't introduce,
yes,
you know, that name Jesus is spirit. That name is not ordinary. That name is not informational. It's not, right? You get what I'm trying to say? It's not like,
yes,
how will I put it now? It's not 2 + 2. Right, it's highly spirit, because all those people doesn't understand your amen.
Amen.
Maybe you are trying to deal with a demon now, and then you are trying to tinker it through. You see, he's not thinkable. He's not thinking. You don't deal with those spirits by trying to rationalize it. Right, you deal with them in the name of Jesus. Right. So what you are saying is that you are obeying a law because the Bible says God gave him a name.
Yes.
Right. So that name was not as a result of something that he did. He obtained it. Right. He obtained a name. Right. So that name is known in all of the realm where there are thrones. Right. So where throne did, they understand that name. When you, because all of those demons are sent out as a result of their thrones that are at their backing.
Yes, sir.
Right. So when you deal with those, you deal with them with another kind of throne. Right. So, but you come in the name, right, of a man that is on a throne. Or
yes,
that
sir.
Is throne, or let me say it in another, they have a higher glory and is honorable.
Yes, sir.
Right. So you could see that, you know, the only way, so amen.
Amen.
Amen. The only way that demon will not obey you is if you don't believe it. Right. But if you believe that Jesus has been given a name that is above every other name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow. They will bow. Right.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So I don't know if I'm making some small sense.
Pastor, you have big, big ones, sir.
Oh my God. Okay, so you could see that dominion. So, but you know that when Adam was intact, he didn't need another man's name.
Oh my God.
Right,
yes,
he did not need another man's name. Thank
yes,
you,
sir.
Man. So he did not need another name to say, okay, in the name of Jesus, Adam was enough. Right. I knew that Pastor Jeff has taught us one time about the spirit that is even Satan, which is a spirit. Satan himself is a spirit. You know that Satan is not a soul. Now that spirit called Satan couldn't enter the garden because Adam was taking charge of the garden. It was a locked garden. Right. So what Satan was trying to access is not his soul. It was his throne that Satan wants to access. Right. It was his spirit just to take charge from where things really matter. Right. And that's why to take Satan out, right, it became so. What Satan did was that he reprogrammed man in such a way that he wound himself with the information center of man. Right. So what man began to breathe, right, was him. So the life he was showing forth. So it took time. I like the way Bible separated it. Genesis 5 spoke about like how God wanted to restore man back. Then after God restored him to a point, the Bible says it became sons of God, right? And then they took themselves, right, daughters, right? They took themselves daughters of men, right? And what happened? What happened to them? Verses 3. He said, my spirit, and the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh. You see this flesh here is spirit. Is another spirit.
Yes, sir.
Right. This flesh is another spirit that is called flesh. That is why to take out flesh, you need the law of the spirit. Right,
yes,
did you see that? The
yes,
law of the spirit of life.
Of life, yes.
In a man. So that law is the spirit of that man. That spirit of that man has a law. Right, that is the law. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
That is the law that they used to make the soul of that man.
Yes.
The way it is. That's why the soul now is acting like that spirit.
Spirit, yes, sir.
Do you understand? So that spirit has his laws. He's a throne. Every throne has their laws because it's a reign, it's a rule,
Yes.
it's a seat of judgment.
Yes, sir.
Right. So when you say the law of the spirit of life is a law, meaning that this flesh too, that thing called flesh is also, that flesh has a law. They call it the law of sin and death.
Death. Yes.
Our law of sin and death is the law of the spirit of flesh. Right? That has reprogrammed man.
Yes, sir.
Right, so it has moved by, so man, so to deliver you from the law of sin and death, they have to first of all work on your spirit. That's why Christ had to go through all the things that he went through.
Yes, sir.
To give us his own spirit. Because,
spirit.
See, man doesn't have hope. It will take man to deliver man. That's the order. Okay, let me ask you a question. Can you go and fight the battle of the hand? Right,
yes,
Wesley, maybe we should just armorize you. You know, we should armor you and put you into the midst of the ant world and say there is a war amidst the ant. And now we have a savior called Minister Wesley. He has come to save the ant. Right. You get what I'm trying to say?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
My brother, you will not win that war. You know why?
At all.
You know why? There are some places you can't enter. Yes, those ants will enter some places that, my brother, and if they really come for you, they can even enter some places in your own body. Because when they are plenty like that, you will now not find them again. You know, and they can enter into a place in your body that you now be like, what am I here for? You don't want to fight that battle, sir. Right?
Yes, sir.
Because if you now have about 1 million hands, so it's better that with your superior light and understanding, it's better that they make you a hand or an ant, right?
Yes, sir.
And they put some kind of spiritual or superior, you know, grace upon you. So you could see Jesus, the Bible says, and the child grew, waxed strong in the spirit. He knows what he's doing because he knows that he's in a battle.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes,
so he
sir.
Needs to quickly grow that spirit. You
yes,
see,
sir.
That spirit was what he gave to us. Part of the things he gave to us. That's why now, you see, they were not calling it the spirit of Christ. You know, you had, the reason why is because a man used all of this. God created this dimension. Right, all of these dimensions for man's movement out of death.
Yes, sir.
So the first thing, so when the restoration comes, so anybody that received Jesus as their Lord and personal Savior, the first restoration is that they make your spirit Christ, human spirit. You'll be Christ in your spirit. So that's Christ in your spirit as a law.
Yes, sir.
Which is your spirit. That's who you are. That's why you can claim Christ now.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Why people say, I am the righteousness of God in Christ. I'm Christ. Some people even tell you, I'm the Christ. I'm the Christ of God. You see? And they are not lying. Do you understand? You can claim
it.
You know, that's why people say, I'm seated with Christ in the heavenly place. Far above. If I see witches on the road, I send them off. It's true. It's true because you have a tronic, tronic spirit. It's not ordinary.
Sir.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Right. When I'm coming on the road, any witch is on this road, I tell you, if I meet you there, that thing that is talking is not just solo. It's not information in the mind. It's an understanding that is from the spirit of that man. The Bible says something about a man. He said the things of a man is in his spirit. Right? They didn't say it's in the soul. Maybe we should see it. Is it 1 Corinthians 2, right? 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9. Let's read from 9. Eyes have not seen. Okay, is that it? Okay, I think that's it. Yes, but it is written. Read for me, sir.
But
I like to read the Bible very well. I like
was
to
as it
repair
is
that.
written,
It is written.
I had not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man
Of
the
man.
things which God had prepared for them that love him.
But God.
But God had revealed them unto us by his Spirit.
By his Spirit.
For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of
Of
God.
God. Right.
But
Verse
what
11.
man knoweth the things of a man, save
A
the
man
spirit of
of
man
man,
which is
right,
in him?
is in him. So the
Even
things
so,
of man is
yes, sir.
in his spirit. It is spirit
Yes.
that knows these things.
Yes, sir.
It didn't say his soul knows these things.
Wow.
Right. Is his spirit. So his record is in spirit.
Wow.
You understand me, sir?
Yes, sir. Yes,
Right.
sir.
So when they gave him Christ, they gave him something. He's not small, right? They gave him something, but you know, a lot of time we end it there. All the things I can do, you understand, as a result of what you, that's a lazy man's world, right? That's just everything Christ has, you know, obtained for me, I enjoy it. You understand? But the man is not just him, right? But that is the essence. You know, the true essence of a man is spirit. But so I like that. I like this statement, spirit, so that every of his other compartments might be compatible with that one inside. Meaning that God wants his soul to be spirit.
Yes, sir.
So there's information or the laws in his soul will be spiritual. Or spirit law, right? But God didn't will not stop there. We all know that God wants to take him to divine nature, right?
Yes, sir.
So divine life is part of his mercy allocation,
Yes,
right?
sir.
That's why he's a better. It will be more excellent. You will have a more excellent name or excellent spirit, excellent conversation than angels.
Yes, sir.
Right. So how is that so? Because God has an allocation to move him higher. Right. He can access things. Right.
Yes,
So
sir.
we want to finish that. Let's finish the scripture. Even so.
Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the
But
Spirit
the
of God.
Spirit of God, I like the word the Spirit of God. They didn't say the soul of God.
The Spirit of God.
Is the Spirit of God. Right. So the things of a man are in his spirit.
Yes, sir.
So you could see that spirit called, I like this, explained it very well. The law of the spirit of life that is in Christ. You see, it's now clear when they say Christ is the spiritual man. Did you see that?
Yes, sir.
Does it make some sense? So the
It does, sir.
spiritual man, the man that is spiritual, is Christ. Right. So now, if the law, so but in Christ, these laws, there are laws,
Yes.
there is laws are there. They call it the law of the spirit,
Spirit
of life that is in Christ. Or this one is called in Christ Jesus. It's in Christ Jesus that made me free from the law of sin and death.
And death.
Right.
Yes, sir.
I think I've been able to do some justice to that. Right. If
yes, sir.
if you think I have, can you just respond? Maybe a few people should just say you are okay. I can move on. You know, it's a class. Can I get some little response here and there? But if you feel
yes,
that
sir,
I should still dwell on it, okay.
Yeah, okay,
thank you.
Sir. Very good, sir. Yes,
you,
sir. Yes,
sir.
All right. Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Okay. Awesome. Okay, so he lost his nature and his calling when he disobeyed God, right, in the garden of Eden. So man is essentially a spirit, right? He expresses himself through his soul, right? Seat of personality, That's his soul. He said, and dwells in the body. That's the earth suit of a man. Right. We all know that man cannot be a body. Right. Man is not. If you even look at yourself, sir, I don't know, maybe it's Misha, but do you feel you are just a body? What is sounding from within you? How do you have this sound? You are able to sound. Yeah, have you ever thought of it? Somebody talk, I can hear. There must be something inside. Right. Right. And I can move. I can relate with life. Wow. And when I sleep at times, I dream. Right. You know, I can be in two worlds at the same time. It's happening. Something must be happening. You know, when you sleep, have you ever thought of it? When you sleep, you wake up and then you see some things and it's real. You know, some people have slept before. They flog them from sleep. Oh my God. And they woke up, they saw Mark in their body. You understand me now? I said, so what happened? How? Who flogged you? You are the only one in that house. Dear God, it's not easy. That's why if they say people should get born again, this is part of the thing you should tell them. My brother, they can flog, no matter where you are, even if you are in stadium, they don't send you. Those spirits, they don't have, you understand what I'm trying to say? They don't have regard for location. Sir. That's why you see a lot of doctrine. That people build doctrine around the name of Jesus. You know, all that kind of a thing. Because people are feeling some real stuff. Right. So the world of the spirit is real. We cannot play it down. Like, it's not real. It's not. And that you engage the world of the spirit with your spirit. With your spirit. That's why you must not, when they say Holy Ghost is talking to you, you are playing down what the Holy Ghost is telling you. My brother. You know, we need to think twice, you know. You have to be quick to repent. Quickly, my God, help me. You know, because there are so many things at stake that you do. You are not seen. I'm not seen. You understand what I'm trying to say? Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Let me just continue. It's a rightly dividing the three compartments. Let's look at the three compartment division. So the spirit was created in the likeness and image of God. He lost his nature. That's the man. When he disobeyed God. Right. So he was cut off from the life of God. And he put on the image of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. You were saying something, sir.
No, I said he put on the image of Satan.
He put on the image of Satan. Thank you, sir.
Yes.
So you could see that. So what was the image he took on? Another image.
Yes, sir.
Right. So how did... So when you say image, you know, we've established it that image is the spirit.
Yes.
Right. So he took on another spirit. So you could see that. Right. So this is awesome. Awesome. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know, so let's just see Genesis 3. Where he spoke about, where he was talking to man that he will not surely die. I just want us to see something there quickly.
I'll just read from verse 3. Verse 1, okay. Yeah. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field, which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, had God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God had said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die.
Lest ye die. So yes. You could see that. So she knew that they would die. Right. Right. So, yes, but sir. So what was the first thing that died when they fell? Mm. Were they not still walking around? Can they still talk? Didn't they still have information within their soul?
They did, sir.
Besides, they still have some level of life because Adam could hear God, right? They could hear God, right?
Mm.
They could even see the angel. So things were still like looking normal.
Yes, sir.
But a lot of things have happened.
Yeah.
Right. So let's read verses 4 now.
And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die.
So what is this saying to the woman? He was lying to the woman. Right. He was lying to the woman. Right. He said, you shall not surely die. Right. So what is that he was trying? So the lie is that, don't worry, you will still be moving. Meaning that Satan understand those three compartments too.
Yes, sir.
He understand it. He knows because they too have souls. Mm. And that's why he has retained, because he reprogrammed his own soul too. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
He reprogrammed, he killed himself. So he knows how to kill. If he can kill himself, how much more man? Right. So what was he doing? So he was lying to him.
Lying to her.
So he said, ye shall not surely die. Right. Yes. So read on, sir, verse 5.
For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened,
and ye shall
be as gods.
As gods.
Knowing good and evil.
Is he not telling them what will be their reality?
He is, sir.
He said what God, he said, well, God doeth know doth that know. In the day yes. that ye eat thereof, right? The eyes shall be open. How is there a spirit? Another spirit will take over and will open your eyes into another world of good and evil. Right.
Yes,
meaning that man was not in the world of good and evil. Right. He was higher than good and evil. He was living.
Yes.
Right. He was living.
Yes, sir.
Let's continue. So this was how Satan took over. Read on for me, verse 6.
And the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes. And a tree desired to make one wise.
She took
of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat.
So
and
you
the
could see.
eyes Sorry.
Yeah. And the eyes of
and
both
the
of
eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves apron.
Okay, so you could see here that what happened to them was that they came into another life immediately.
Yes, sir.
It was immediately. So that is what is called death.
No, you are not also.
Right. That's what is called death.
Death.
So death activated immediately another life.
Yes, sir.
Another life. Verse 6 again. Let's see verse 6 again.
And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat.
Go to verse 5.
Verse 5. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil.
So, Pastor, sir, what did Satan do to them? He killed them.
Yes, sir.
Right. So, if you read, let's go back to that verse 6 again.
Verse 6. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food,
hold on a bit. So you could see that she saw. So what happened to her was that there was a, so what happened that he used their eyes.
Mm.
Right. That's actually disobedience. Mm. Right. He used their eyes against them. So he used their spirit to unlock them. Right. He used part what God gave to them. So their eyes is to see into life. Right. Amen. Because
Amen.
This man, that man, that woman was higher than that dimension.
Yes.
But Satan, right, looking at food, what is food? Have you ever thought of what is food to this kind of being? Right. Meaning that it was much more than food based
yes.
on the things that we saw here. He said, so he could, so this woman saw beyond food. Right. So she saw into, is a desire to make one wise. So where I'm going is that, so what is that thing that Satan did to them? Is it just talk like that? Right. It's not just talk. He introduced some things to them. Right. So when you see scriptures like you say, guard your heart, you see all those things that maybe, you know, like Satan, most of the time, when he's dealing with us and he's introducing sin, right? What is after is your spirit. Is actually to kill Christ. You understand?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
To kill you where it really matters, to
matters.
Hit you. Right? So you see, disobedience is actually far reaching. I just saw something, you know, I'm just following my spirit. Like, so you could see that it's not just food. They some kind of gain around this thing. But Satan did not stop there. When he fed them finished, he now began to rewrite them. Right? That's
yes,
why I
yes.
said, that's why I said this, that, oh, that the spirit is connected to the soul.
The soul, yes.
Yes. And the soul is connected to the body.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So if you want your, if you want to experience real wholeness, it has to start from inside out. You see, the reprogramming that God is doing to us right now, why we obey God in it, right, under our pastors and our parents, is actually a wholesome work. I don't know if you are seeing what I'm seeing, but I'm seeing that already Jesus have access to my soul.
Yes,
as a result of my regenerated spirit.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes, sir.
So I could, so I can see the ministry of Jesus very effective. Right, in my soul, because Jesus is in my spirit.
Yes,
the man Christ Jesus is in my spirit. So how is he bringing me to God? Is rewriting me. Right, is rewriting me. So because that was how I was taken away from God fully. And I like this message. You know why? Because it's clear that the spirit is the most vital part of a man. Right. That must be right. It must first be right. And that was one of the things Jesus. So Jesus made our spirit righteousness first. Right. He knows that it's a matter of time our soul will become righteousness too. If we obey, you know, from the heart, he said this form of doctrine. This form of doctrine is the doctrine that is in our spirit. Right. Yes. That doctrine. You know, so when you say the doctrine, that's the law of life, the law of living. So the soul cannot live without its laws. Right. So there are laws in our spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. So things we need to know about the spirit. So the spirit is the most spiritual, right, an eternal aspect of man that lives beyond this age. Right. It is the center of fellowship with God's consciousness. It became one with Satan by Adam's disobedience and became the body of sin after the fall of man. Let's see Romans 6, verse 6.
Romans 6, verse 6.
Yes, sir.
Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, the body of sin might be destroyed. Henceforth we should not serve sin.
Sin. You see that word, sir. So knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him.
Yes, sir.
Right. So what's the old man here? Spirit.
Spirit.
Does that make sense?
Makes sense, sir.
Old
yes.
man. Old man is spirit. The new man is Christ.
Yes, sir.
Then he now begins to instruct our soul in Colossians 3. He said, put on this new man. How do you put it on? He said, it is renewed. Get me that place. Colossians 3. Colossians 3. Yes. Thank you, sir. Verse 10. He said, And I've put on the new man. And I've put on the new man, which is renewed. This is how they put on the new man. It is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Did you see that?
Yes.
Image of him that created him. What is the image of him? His spirit. Right. So you renew him after that image. So that renewal is in the knowledge. So this knowledge is this law, right? It's a law of the spirit of that image. Or we can say the law of that image.
Yes, sir.
Knowledge of that image, right? Because that image is the image of God. It's the image of God, right? Let's see 2 Corinthians. Let's see 2 Corinthians. You could see, let's compare scripture. 2 Corinthians 3, right? You could see that. That's the 2 Corinthians 3. Where should we start from? Let's read verse 6. They who have made us able ministers of the New Testament, right?
Yes.
Not of the letter, but of the spirit. You could see that. Of the spirit. For the letter killeth, but the spirit. The spirit giveth life. Right? So the spirit. I like the word spirit. Why are they using spirit? Because man is spirit. You have to make him spiritual. Spirit. 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 I like the way Jesus put it. Let the man of the spirit, said the wind blew it where it listed. Because the origin of a man is from something that no one know it. You can't conclude a man with mind. You can't limit us to be mind. Then we are not different from animals. Right. If you say we are just soulless, a man is not like that. So testament is in man. Man is the seat, right? Is the seat of God, right? Are you following me? Am I saying some things?
Yes, sir.
Right. Yes, sir. So is a seat, is a place where God wants to sit. There is a throne. There is a place inside man that is God's own. Right? I know you say it's God's own. It has to be, all of it has to be compatible. When you say after the image of him that created him. You see that? So is his image. Right? Verse 3 says, for as much as, verse 3 of that same Corinthians, for as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ, ministered by us, right? Written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, right? Not in the table of stone, tables of stone, but in fleshly tables of the heart, of the heart. So there is a thing called spirit. Right.
Yes, sir.
So meaning that that ink is a programming, is a programization that cannot be removed. Right. As a result of the kind of throne, you know, that is right in it.
Mm.
Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
So the government in that dimension is a forceful one. It's a forceful government. So to remove Satan's work, you need to, it's a whole lot of recovery, right? So they need to like break the man down and start all over again. That's what Jesus came to do, right? So as many as received him, right, are those who give powers to become sons of God. So where receive him, that I wanted to say there, like for example, if you get born again today, there is an installation of throne inside that fellow. So one born again fellow is not ordinary. You get what I'm trying to say? There is a kind of installation in his spirit. There's something there. Christ itself is throne on earth.
Yes.
Right. It's a very, and it's not the throne of this earth.
Yes.
You understand? So it's a high constellation.
Mm-hmm.
Now Satan also, you know, for him to bring Christ down is not easy. You would rather not allow the law of Christ to move into your soul. If the law of Christ moves into your soul, that thing is called 30-fold. It's not ordinary, right? It's the kingdom of God to a measure, right? For you to get there, Satan must have war against you, right? Persecuted you, fight you, make you think about your pastors as, you know, a lot of things, you know.
Yes,
you
sir.
Know, if you have not gotten there, you have not started, really. Like, you don't know anything. You are still just enjoying, right? You know where that they will come for you, brother. He said, but rejoice and be exceedingly glad. Be glad, because great is your reward. Let's move to verses 14 of that same Corinthians. I just want us to see some things. Read for me, sir. But their minds.
But their minds were blinded.
So you see the word their minds were blinded. Imagine. Mind blind. So that was what Satan did. Did you see that?
Yes, sir.
So how did he blind their mind? He used spirit to blind their mind.
Yes. Mm.
So what is the spirit that used to blind their mind, which is called flesh?
Mm-hmm.
That's what is called the law of sin and
death.
Right. So when you receive Christ in your spirit, right, and you have enjoyed administration of the spirit or giftings of the spirit, enjoy all of those things, walk in love to a degree that Ephesians talked about, you know, love of the saints, all saints, right? It calls it faith and love, right? Faith and love to all the saints, Abby.
Yes, sir.
Of all the saints, right? So that, those dimensions, are you with me, sir? Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
When you have done all of that, you now said they will now begin to pray for you and me. that the eyes of our understanding. You see that?
Yes.
So you see that throne, are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Expressed it itself at the milk dimension so that you can enjoy. You understand? Enjoy. You know, when demon come, you cast them out, you call forth. So they will show you that you have some level of authority. Right? So to show you that you are not ordinary, you are a throne. Something has happened to you. Something has changed. You just need to believe that which has happened to you. And you can begin to enjoy it.
Yes.
You know, I command you in the name of Jesus, get out! And then it happened. Ah, hallelujah. Oh, I call forth my shoe. They bring it to your doorstep like Amazon. You get what I'm trying to say? Like, oh, delivery. Or Wesley, when I was just moving around, something just told me. You see, I am a king and I am a priest. You see, you just be excited. I'm kings and priests. Ah, we shall reign. Akato. See, I have the excitement. Yes. Just to know. After a while, they begin to introduce, and I'll begin to introduce you to a higher dimension. That, my brother, there is something more. There are rulers of darkness of this world, principalities and power. There is fight to fight. There is something, there are people to fight to. There is eternal life to lay hold on. Right, and for you to go and lay hold on it. Right, so they are saying now, okay, so this throne that you have enjoyed now, I want you to sit on it. Go. I want you to rule and reign with God. Really, really. Right, so so it's now time to now, you know, make God's enemies. They call them enemies.
Enemies.
So it's time to go up now. They will now begin to introduce Psalm 24. We shall ascend. Let's go there now. Let's see a bit. Psalm 24, verse ascend to the heel of the Lord. Right.
Verse 1 or 3. Okay.
So we can read from here.
Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Shall stand in his holy place?
Holy place, right.
He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully.
Okay, so you can see that these two things are also lifting up. Lifted up his soul unto vanity, sworn deceitfully. So we can see that these are thrones too. They are up there, right?
Yes,
so
sir.
And they are calling men to come up there. So you now they'll now introduce us to another dimension. So that dimension is to open our eyes, you know, turn them from darkness to light, right? So they will now open our eyes. So this blindness that is in our mind, that's one of the things they first open. They open it. Ah! Then you begin to see, this is another dimension. That time, that opening of eyes is for recovery of the lost glory, of the honor, of all the things that we have lost, right? First on in Christ, right? In earth, which is our own present earth, and then ascension into the heavens. So we get to the new heavens and the new earth. Right, so all of that will now be movement. So you begin to take, so it's warfare, all of the warfare. So the first warfare they introduce us to is to use demon to practice. Hey, my headache is paining me. Come out in the name of Jesus. That's the first dimension. Then they help your heart. Your heart believe that dimension so much. And they open our eyes to the next level. Then new warfare. Then you now study that warfare. You need to study it. Because if you read Romans 6:7, you know, 7 was showing us what happened. All the things that understanding that I was showing in 6, 7 was showing us that, it wasn't just like that. I didn't just know this thing like that. Things have already happened. I don't want to do, I do them because there was a law in my member. Right? Let's see it a bit. Let me not rush because I'm trying to rush. Let's see. I'm preaching into the word of righteousness already. I don't know if I'm permitted to go that way. Or should we just leave this? It's just because of scripture is interpreting themselves. Wesley, should I continue or should I just... What do you think?
I'm with you, sir.
Wesley is thinking that I read the one that will tell Pastor. Okay, so let's see verse 20 of Romans 7.
Verse 20. Now, if I do that, I would not. It is no more I that do it.
Let's go up a bit. Let's read from 14. For we know that the law is spiritual.
For we know that the law is spiritual. But I am carnal, sold under sin. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that I do not. That I do not.
Why not?
But what I hate, that do I. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good.
Good. Wait, sir. So what is if I do what I do not? Who is, you see, he's talking about two entities. Right? If then I do. Okay, let's read from verse 15. He said, for that which I do. There is an I there. Oh God. I allow not. Right. For what I would, that is spirit.
Yes.
That I do not. So, are you seeing that?
Yes, sir.
But what I hate, what is that I that hate?
Spirit.
That do I. Who is he that is doing? Who is the other I? The soul.
So,
are you seeing that?
Yes, sir.
I don't know if it excites you. It excites me.
It does very much, sir. Thank you.
Right. It excites me. So you could see. So it's clear now. At times when you read these things, you will be looking at what's happening here. You understand? Who is I that is doing and not doing? Right. So sometimes we even think that it's just the old man.
Wow.
Right. Because Paul is not fornicating. His body is not participating. But there are things within him.
Okay.
Right. That is doing things. There are laws inside there. So that's why I told you that I'm sold on that sin. Guys, things deal. Some things are higher. Right. Let's continue. Let's see verse 16. He said, for if then I do that which I would not. If then I do that which I will not. So the first I there is the soul. The second I is the spirit. You could see the I consent unto the law that it is that good.
It is good.
Spirit. Right. Yes, let's continue. Yes. Verses what? 17.
17.
Read, sir.
Yes.
Now then,
it is no more I.
No more I. You see that?
That do it.
That do it. So this no more I is the spirit. But sin that dwelleth.
That dwelleth
in me. So where is this me here? So. Right. So there is a place sin is dwelling.
Yes, sir.
Right, in me. You see, so some people will claim, I just sin no longer live in me. I am sinless, I know. But Paul, our daddy, our great, 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 great granddad.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Verse 18, sir.
For I know that in me,
in
that
me.
Is in my flesh.
In my, you see that? In my flesh.
Dwelleth no good things.
No good things.
Yes, sir.
Right. So that word flesh there is a law. Right. That is still active. So, but what helped Paul was revelation. Right. That which he calls, but God hath revealed them unto us by his spirit. Therefore, the spirit searcheth all things. You see, all these things is spirit that brought the division. Jesus was telling them, he said, I have many things to tell you. But I cannot say it now. But when the spirit, right, of truth. So what does it do? So it's a divider. You saw the spirit in Genesis now, the way it was dividing. It's a divider.
Yes, sir.
Right. And that we thank God for these apostles that God used them to divide these things. Read on, sir.
Okay. So, for I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing.
No good thing.
But will is present with me. But how to perform that which is good, I find not.
I find not. Read on, verses.
For the good that I would, I do not.
Okay.
But the evil which I would not, that I do.
That I do.
Yes, sir.
Right. So, what's doing evil? Is that sin that dwelleth in him, the soul? Continues. Yes,
now, if I do that, I would not.
I would not.
It is no more I that do it.
It is no more
but
I.
Sin that dwelleth in
that
me.
That dwelleth in me. Right. So sin dwelleth in me. Right. But you know that this sin is not in his spirit.
Yes, sir.
Because yes, if sir. Any man be in Christ, is a new creation. The yes, spirit sir. Is Christ.
Yes, sir.
Right. All things are new.
Yes.
So what is this one that's saying sin dwelleth in me? Sin cannot dwell in his spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So read on verses 21.
I find then a law.
A law. Mm. A law. That continues.
That when I would do good,
evil
is present with me.
With me. I like the word with me.
Yes, sir.
With me. Meaning that I have a girlfriend called Eve. Right. That girl, that soul is a woman. Is with me. Right. Read on, sir.
For I delight in the law of God after the inward man.
Inward man. Do you see that?
But yes, sir.
So that inward man there, right. You know, there is the inner man, which is the spirit, the inward man. So the law of God is after the inward man. That law is after that inward man, which is the soul, right? It's after it, right? So let's continue.
But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind.
Of my mind.
And bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members.
In my members. Right. So you could see he now begins to also separate. He's talking about members.
Mm-hmm.
Right. He said, but I see another law in my members. Right. Warring against the law of my mind. Right. I'm bringing me. Me there is all of me. Right. Into captivity to the law of sin. Which is in my members. Wow. So that code is genetic, right? We've learned it a lot of time, right? When you say the motions of sin, right? Our daddy has taught us very well that is not something, it's a movement within the man, right? It's a water, right? You can call it a bad water, right? So it's a flow. That is inside, right? Is coded in his blood. You see that word members. That's how they conclude man to be flesh. So when they want to now talk about his members, they will now talk about flesh. Right. Are you following me? They will now talk about covetousness, like what Colossians 3 spoke about, covetousness. Then they will say, show me that place so that I will quote it rightly. Colossians 3, I think verse 5 or verse 6. See it there. It's in this members. So mortify therefore your members, verse 5, which is upon the earth. Why are they calling his member fornication? How did man get to this point? Uncleanness, inordinate and affection. All right. So Satan did a work. That these five things became like the grace. You see that word grace is sin of man. the grace of man. Are you following me? So man fornicates, is unclean as a result of laws, right? Inordinate affection. So this is the grace in which he walks in under, right? Is an inverted grace. It's called sin. This is coming from hell, right? So that thing, this is what is giving man to that law, that spirit. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
These members is what is giving, you know, this giving man to that law that is saying, I own him. I own him. So I can, you can continue to keep him with you.
Wow.
Right. So for every time man display all of these things, he's saying something that he has a master called sin. Right. And then he will die because he will receive the wages of it. Right. Amen.
Yes, amen. Amen.
Right. So the Bible calls it idolatry. This is how you worship. This is worship. This is how we worship idols. Right. And a lot of us, you know, if Bible keep bringing it forth again and again, is because that we are subject to all of these members or spirits. Right. And it's actually in our soul. Let's read on verses 23 of Romans 7. I think I should begin to look around enough.
7:23. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members.
My members.
And
read
oh,
verse 24.
O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?
Do you see that?
Yes, sir. I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind,
I myself
serve the law of God.
You see that the law of God with the flesh, the law of what? The law of sin. So now he said, he thanked God. Right. So if I can use my mind because of one man, he said, I thank God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Those things are not just there for their sake. He is a Lord over my mind. Right. So I can serve him. I can serve the laws of God with my mind through a man. Right. But if he said, but with the flesh. So that you now read verses 8 or chapter 8, verse 1.
Yeah.
Now define it better. He said, therefore, there is never for now no condemnation. You could see that. To them which are in Christ Jesus. You see, he now kept talking about that Christ man, right? Which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh. But after the spirit. Right. So you could see that movement towards the spirit is as a result of a man or a man. That man is spirit. Right. And is your spirit, your human spirit, right? Which is Christ. And that Christ is where the Holy Ghost is dwelling. That your spirit called Christ.
Yes.
Are you following me? That's where Holy Spirit is dwelling.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So your mind, right? Right. So our mind can be renewed.
Yes.
Right. By that same spirit, which is Holy Ghost. So the Holy Ghost, what Holy Ghost does is that if fetches your things, right, and begin to renew you and me in knowledge, you know, to become that image that your spirit has already become. or that your spirit is.
Yes.
Right. Praise
yes.
God.
Hallelujah.
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 Amen. It's highly technical, you know, but yes, I know everyone has helped me to a large extent. Yes, sir. I think we are done now. I just want us to, before we share, maybe we should just share the grace now. We'll continue next Monday by the grace of God. Please, I want to beg us that if you are coming for meeting, please pray for me. I beg you. Just pray for me. Just sit and fight, you know. So, yeah. Can we share the grace in fellowship?
The grace of Christ, the love of God,
God and the fellowship
of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forever. Amen.
Amen. Surely God's
goodness and mercy shall follow us
all the days of our life,
and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever
and ever.
Never. Amen.